Right now, we are talking about the heiress, and I have two of the characters. One, not so sure about you, right, Rob? He's kind of a mean guy, isn't he?
He is. He is a mean guy.
Evan is the director here. Evan. Yeah, Jones. Go ahead.
Yes, he is a fairly mean guy. He's a successful doctor in the mid-19th century, and he's pretty overbearing with his daughter and the rest of his household.
And he's kind of mad at her because she survived childbirth and
yes,
his wife didn't. Right?
Yes, and so his wife died in childbirth with the daughter, and he always hoped that the daughter would grow up to become just like his memory of his wife, which was an extremely graceful and
beautiful,
outgoing, beautiful person, and the daughter is very shy, so she's constantly disappointing him.
It's a sad story, isn't it? Evan, what do you think?
It is, and that's that was what attracted me to it, was that it's so dramatic and it's so intense, but it's also very relatable.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
It's even though the play is over 70 years old and the book it's based on was written even well before that, it's still relevant.
I have to say, every time it's on TV, I watch it. Lavinia, tell me about you. This isn't really Lavinia, but Susan, yes.
Lavinia is Dr. Sloper's sister, who is a widowed woman who comes to live with Dr. Sloper and take care of his niece, be her confidant. And she believes in love, and she wants Catherine desperately to find happiness. She believes in romance, and she so wants Catherine to be happy.
Up to the very end?
Yes, up to the very, very end.
And we're not telling you how it ends, but anyway.
And I deal with my brother just like any siblings deal with their family, a little harsh, a little, but I definitely, definitely love my niece and want her to be happy.
And who else is in the play? Because we have, of course, the Catherine, and we have...
But Heather Liscops is Catherine.
Oh, she's wonderful.
Yeah, she's great. Brian Sheldon is playing Morris,
Brian is playing Morris. Oh, my gosh.
And then...
That's the suitor.
Jimmy Cupp, Samantha Mioren,
Laura Darling.
Laura Darling.
Oh, you got a good cast.
Yeah.
Sarah Papini.
Sarah Papini and... Terry Stordy
plays my other sister.
Yeah, well, there's more in the play there's more characters, it seems.
Yeah, the play's a cast of nine.
Six
women and three men.
Yeah, so, and you picked it because you thought that this would be a really relevant...
Yeah, I knew it would be a good selection for Albany Civic. It's a female...
It's a classic.
It's a classic. It's a female-centric show. It gives us a chance to show off these wonderful costumes and the acting
ability.
Well,
we got the photos. Can we bring up those photos? My gosh, those are amazing, the photos that they brought over. Yeah. And I love the dress that you're wearing in that one going up the stairs. Or I don't know who's wearing it.
That's Heather Liz.
Liz. Look at that dress.
Yeah.
Where on earth did you get the costumes?
Our costumer is Beth Ruman, and she is the best ever.
Yes.
She costumes everyone. She is making most of the dresses that you will see in this play.
Oh, my gosh.
She told me the other day she's used over 100 yards of fabric so far.
I can believe it with the size of my hoop skirt.
She's amazing.
Yeah, so this, I love period pieces too. What are you wearing? You don't have to wear a hoop or anything.
No, not a hoop. I wear a period coat, a very heavy wool, long black coat, which makes it challenging under the hot lights,
but it's very authentic.
I
hope I can get to see it because I just love the play. And it's such a, if you've never been to the Albany Civic Theater, it's worth a trip because it's a very intimate theater. And I know I sat in the front row a couple of times, and I think for Rocky Horror and a couple of others, but anyway, I felt like I was on the stage.
Yeah, if you're, Albany Civic Theater is pretty tight. If you are in the front row, you see every single thing that happens on stage. It almost happens on top of you.
But I love it.
And there's also brand new seats that were just installed for people to try out.
Oh, good.
So that's something to look forward to,
along with
the play.
Yeah, good. And they're over on, I think, 235
Second Avenue.
Wow.
I just scared myself that I remembered that. 235 Second over in Albany. Please support your local theater groups. These people, are all volunteers. You don't get paid. And believe me, when they do a production, we're talking 6 weeks out of your life.
Oh, yeah. Longer.
You're there. Well, yeah, for you, probably. Yeah.
I mean, 6 weeks of rehearsal before we even
go on the stage. And that's not even counting 3 weeks of production.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I want to applaud you because I know the effort that it takes. I've been in theater, never into big productions, but it takes a lot of effort. Whether you've got a small part or a big part, mm-hmm. it's still a lot of time and effort. And these people are doing it for the love of theater. Yeah. And you too, right?
Yes, and I want to point out, this is not an easy play. And I'm not taking it easy on my actors.
Whoa!
we're all holding ourselves
You're
to this high
standard.
You're not
getting Christmas cards this year,
Kat. As long as I get good performances, they can keep their Christmas cards.
Okay, good.
They are very challenging characters. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're complicated relationships. And it is a challenge to find the sweet spot in these characters where... you don't want to make them too angry in a moment or too nice in a moment.
Subtleness is what it's all about, except that you're on the stage and you have to emote that. Mm-hmm. So that there's where the fine line comes. It's like if you were on TV and you got a microphone right next to you, that's one thing, but you have to project, and you mm-hmm. have to project the emotion.
There's a lot of emotion, really.
It's a highly emotional show. It is a drama, but it is not without comedy. There are very funny moments in the play, but it's a very challenging piece to tackle. And from my point of view, I think we've done a great job.
I think you have too. Yeah, you will. I'm sure. I'm not worried about you at all, Evan, because you've done a lot of theater. I know that. I want to tell you all to break a leg.
Thank you.
Because you want to get out there and do that, get on that stage. So how can they get tickets, and when is it?
You can buy tickets at albanycivictheatre.org. They make it really easy on their website. You can buy them at the door. You can call the box office ahead of time. There's all sorts of ways to get tickets.
Okay.
Please come see the show.
Yes, please.
You can even volunteer to usher at the performances and then get free tickets.
So you need
ushers,
too.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Albany Civic Theater, along with most theaters, but Albany Civic Theater is... they always look for volunteers, and if you usher the play, you get to watch the play for free.
Yeah, that's really nice. Got every opportunity to go see this play. You will not be disappointed. And I think it's good for probably anyone from 12 on up.
Yes.
Don't you think?
Yes. That's fair, yeah.
Yeah, I think 12,
Absolutely.
13 on up, because they'll understand the subtleties of what's going on.
And
maybe learn a few lessons. Who knows?
I hope so.
Good.